Arkansas's longest-running midday sports talk show. Coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. Now, here's your host, Justin Akrey, on the Buzz Radio Network.
Feel so unlike everybody else, alone in spite of the fact that some people still think that they...
All right, hour two of The Zone without your usual host, Justin Akrey, who is enjoying the sun and the sand south of the border. My name's Trey Reed, and do guest host for Justin today, sitting alongside Coach Kevin Kelly and my buddy from the wild side, Mark Hedrick. We're going to have a good hour for you. We're going to be talking a little bit later to Dr. O'Malley about some sports injuries. Also going to be talking to Corey West, who is a professional arm wrestler, going to be telling us, just talking about that sport a little bit and about a big event, an international event happening here in Little Rock on June 6th at the State House Convention Center. But before we get to that, let's check in on the Red White Report.
The Red White Report is brought to you by Ortho Now, your walk-in solution for orthopedic care at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health.
All about the Razorback softball team won their opening game in Lexington at the SEC tournament. Strong performance from right-handed pitcher sophomore Peyton Burnham. A complete game shutout with home runs from Tiana Bell and Kaylee Wyckoff for a 3-0 victory over Mississippi State Wednesday afternoon. They advanced to play Alabama at 1 o'clock today. We had some sound, I think, from Coach Courtney Dipel.
Coach Courtney Dipel, she called yesterday's win a collaborative effort.
I thought Peyton was outstanding in the circle, and our defense was exceptional behind her, and T set an early tone with her swing that we needed, and just kind of letting us take breaths and stay the course, and then being able to distance a little bit later. Mississippi State's an excellent team. Their pitching staff's elite, and so every run is feels really good, and we needed all three. So just proud of the team finding a win.
To Coach Dipel's point there, Alyssa Faircloth, that took the loss for Mississippi State, only gave up 6 hits in one walk during the game. So it was those home runs were incredibly important. But back to Peyton Burnham, dominant. It was her 12th win of the season. She fanned two batters, allowed just 3 hits, and only gave up one walk. 7 shutout innings to improve to 12-3. It was her 4th 7-inning complete game shutout of the season and the 6th of her career.
To which she attributes an aggressive mindset.
Yeah, I think just getting ahead early and attacking the zone, trusting the defense behind me. I mean, they've made that happen for me. And then the offense obviously coming up clutch whenever they needed it. But yeah, just trusting my stuff to the zone, trusting my defense, and just spinning it.
So Tiana Bell put the Razorbacks on the board, and they got the insurance home run a couple innings later. And Tiana Bell talked about her performance as well, Todd.
Just said that home run set the tone for the Razorbacks for the rest of the game.
It just made us sort of comfortable, you know, like, okay, we got one, you know, we can get more. And it just kind of let us, I wouldn't necessarily say coast, but, you know, sticking to the plan. And, you know, if one doesn't fulfill or succeed at the plan that we were going to for, you know, the next person is going to do that. And I think me getting ahead early was like, okay, you know, if T can do it, you know, we're all going to do it.
All right, 1 o'clock today, the Razorbacks take on Alabama, and Coach Dipel had some little thoughts about that game.
Yeah, she says it's not going to be easy to beat the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like a lifetime ago that we played them. It was at the beginning of our SEC slate, and I feel like we're a different team now. I feel like they're a different team now. We've gone through quite a bit since then, and so they're playing really well right now. They're firing on all cylinders, and I think we are too. So I think it's going to be a great game, as expected in the SEC tournament.
All right, good stuff. Good luck to the Razorbacks today at 1 o'clock. That's your red-white report.
That's on the SEC Network,
SEC
by the way.
Network, that's
and
right.
And then the semifinals and the championship game tomorrow and Saturday are on, I believe, on ESPN.
All right. Well, let's turn the page a little bit and talk about a sport that I'm not sure has ever been discussed in the zone, and that is professional arm wrestling. We want to welcome in Corey West. Corey, how's it going, man?
Man, it's good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. There we go. Oh,
well, good job, Todd.
I do what I can.
We looked for Todd. Looked for some music from the famous arm wrestling movie Over the Top, but we really couldn't find much.
Never heard of it.
Well, that and there's one. It's a bad Sylvester Stallone movie. You should really check it out.
There's no
the one
thing.
Redeeming quality is Kenny Loggins did most of the soundtrack. Unfortunately, the one main song that he did, a song called "Meet Me Halfway," is sort of like an up-tempo ballad, so it's not really appropriate.
Yeah, I'm glad we deferred on that one. Well, Corey, man, let me start with the obvious. How you're a large man. It's no secret. I'm not surprised looking at you that you're a professional arm wrestler. And full disclosure, I know Corey because he used to work at a tire shop here in Little Rock that sponsored The Wild Side, our show on Tuesday nights here on The Buzz. But you know, Mark Hedrick told me you were a puller, and he didn't say that. I was like, well, you mean he's a puller? And he goes, good job, Trey. You know what that is. How does one become a puller? How'd you get into arm wrestling?
Man, I guess just really playing sports my whole life and then getting out of school and just kind of wanting to do something. You know, I didn't do anything for a few years and then had a group of guys from the little town that I was from that were kind of competing in it here and there. And then, lo and behold, we had Michael Todd, or still have Michael Todd. It's Hot Springs, and he's a, you know, multi-time world champion. So ended up kind of progressing into becoming super good friends with him and training together, and it just kind of spun out of control.
So you have traveled all over the world doing this. I mean, when I tell people you're a professional. I mean, I don't want people, like, you know, that you wrestle down at the VFW every now and then or something like that. I mean, you've been all over the world.
Yeah, about 3 years ago, I competed in Dubai for number one in the world left-handed. It was neat. Yeah. I think I've been there 4 times now, actually.
So you said left-handed. Are you a lefty, or do you just arm wrestle left-handed? Or do you do both arms?
Yeah, both. I'm pretty ambidextrous. There are definitely less great left-handed arm wrestlers. So it is a shorter mountain to climb to be one of the best left-handed. Still difficult, but right-handed is a whole different animal.
There's just more competition.
A lot more great right-handed arm wrestlers for sure.
We got a big event coming up June 6th in Little Rock at the State House Convention Center, EVW24. Tell me what that's all about.
So that's the biggest organization in the world right now. They are the UFC of arm wrestling. It is an organization that's owned by Robert Baxter. It's the pinnacle.
In the intro, I basically said it's the NFL, the NBA of arm wrestling.
It is 100%, and it is growing rapidly.
How did we end up getting that event in Little Rock? I mean, what was the draw, or did the city, CVB bid on it, or like how did it end up here?
So they do. So it's East versus West because it's Eastern Bloc versus the Western Bloc. It's a global event. The last one was in Germany. They usually try to rotate, to different countries pretty often. We had one here in Fort Worth, I believe, last year. One in Texas last year. I can't remember exactly where it was, but it was in the Esports Arena up there, which was super cool. The big draw to here was that me and Michael, Michael probably more than me. I was actually trying to take a little bit of a step back from arm wrestling to grow our business. And then they decided to have this event and asked me to be a part of it. I felt like I owed them that. So.
Nice. So, I mean, really, we're going to see the best arm wrestlers in the world. And it's like East versus West. What I was reading, you got the old Eastern Bloc countries in Europe, Eastern Europe, Asian countries, and then they compete basically against Western European and North American competitors, correct?
Yeah, there will be literally a who's who of competitors at this. There will the best arm wrestler in the world, Levon Sagnashvili from Georgia, the country, he will be there. He will not be competing. Probably the most famous arm wrestler in the world, Devin Lorette, he will be there. He will not be competing. His son will be competing. John Brzink, which is the greatest arm wrestler of all time. He had like a 30-year reign. Smaller guy. Competed at every weight class and dominated for 3 decades. He actually won the Over the Top tournament and won the semi truck and trailer in the movie.
Oh, no wow. Kidding.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
So, Corey, how do you train for arm wrestling?
Man, I'm the wrong guy to ask that. I was.
You were just blessed with natural ability.
Yeah, I'm terrible at that question. I literally go into a gym and do very traditional lifts. I will, when I leave here today, I will go to Hot Springs and train arm wrestling specific, but really and truly, I don't do that as often as I need to. When I start really pushing the envelope to chase being the best in the world one day, I will have to, for sure. I just don't have as much time as I need right now with everything going on, but everything I've done in the last 5 years has been pointed that direction. So
when we said, when he walked in, you looked at him. You're thinking, I'd have to Indian leg wrestle his arms to have him shot.
You know,
that's where you're at. I mean, it looks like he's got legs growing out of his shoulders. But you said to me, you have been a big size. You said forever your coach at Perryville, his picture on his profile was you as like a 13-year-old, and you were a big dude.
Yeah.
Do you think most of these guys started off as big, I mean, like just have been big their whole life? Or do you think they've worked themselves into something?
Yeah, yeah. Especially the guys overseas, a lot of them start out because their strength is a much bigger thing internationally than it is
here. Right.
So a lot of them start out as youth competitors, and they're actually like 70, 80 kilogram guy, little guys competing.
Yeah.
And then you watch the progression into their 20s and 30s where they end up weighing, 300 plus pounds. And you're just like,
They're like doing powerlifting. In addition to arm wrestling.
They in other countries, arm wrestling is where they start.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, so there's like one of the best guys in the world right now that was number one left-handed for a long time. Artem Morozov is in his like mid-20s, and he's been a youth world champion since he was like 12 or 13 or something like that. So
let's go to line one and talk to Joey. He's got a question or comment about arm wrestling. Joey, what's going on?
No, I think this is pretty awesome that we're talking about this. This short story, 20 years ago when I was in Okinawa, Japan in the Marines, I got into arm wrestling, which I'm a big guy. Right now, I mean, I'm 44 now. I'm about 6'5", 300. I still lift a lot, but I won like the East Asian Open thing over there and got into it really good. But people don't realize, I mean, I've coached football, played college football. Arm wrestling is probably the most intense sport I've ever been a part of. Like, it is literally the most intense thing. And people don't realize how dangerous it is, with all that pressure that people are pulling against each other. But to go to one of those events, I encourage everybody to, if you've never been, to go watch it. Like, I think it's incredible. And I had no idea that this was coming to Arkansas, so I'm kind of pumped to listen to y'all and hear all these stories and everything, and I'm going to try to go watch, of course, and take my boys. But I just want to kind of commend the guy that's on there talking about it, man. I think that's awesome. I love the East versus West thing. If you don't follow them on, like, Instagram or whatever, like, it is so cool. They have some awesome battles on there. So I just kind of wanted to bring that up.
Awesome.
I appreciate y'all.
Hey, thanks, Joey. Appreciate your call. Thanks for listening. And go ahead, Corey.
Just to let everybody know, it's online tickets only. I don't think that there's a way to buy at the thing. So evwsports.com, you can pre-buy your tickets. I think they're going to sell 5,500 is what the capacity is.
Okay.
These things do sell out.
Are they like $60, $59 or something like that? I think
general admission's like $59.
So, okay. Yep. Okay. Corey.
June 6th.
June 6th starts at noon, I believe, and probably going, I'm guessing, throughout the day and the evening.
Yeah, it's a pretty big card. They're still adding matches, so yeah, it's probably going to be 7-8 hours.
You're going to get your money's worth.
Yeah, no, it'll be cool. If you haven't ever been to one, it's a whole experience.
Corey, you've talked about weight classes and that kind of thing. Is it like boxing or wrestling where certain weight, if you weigh a certain amount, can you compete up?
You can.
How does all that work?
Yeah. They're I don't know the exact weight classes because I've never been in any of them, but the one
you're in the heavyweight.
but there are a lot of weight classes, probably five or six, and yeah, I mean, you can definitely compete up. We have a lot of guys like Michael and Devin. They'll come down. They'll do big cuts. I think Michael's cutting down for maybe light heavy or something like that, 220, 230 pounds. And he's weighed as much as like 300 in the last 6 months. So
holy cow.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just like the fighting thing. I don't know if you remember when like Brock Lesnar used to have to do those huge cuts to
get
in that 260 or whatever
We're talking about making weight, but that's like, you're dropping, a third of your body.
Yeah, but they start, so like Michael, I think right now is in like the 240s or 250s. So he's come a long ways, and then he'll do a water cut at the end.
I got
get
you.
Rid of the, and then he'll hide.
So it really is a lot like boxing or yeah. jockeys and horse racing.
Wrestling.
Yeah, yeah, wrestling, yeah. Corey, I've always heard, and I've seen this, like, you know, of course this wasn't on a professional circuit, but as kids sitting around and like, you know, you'll have that guy that's, you know, 140 pounds and wiry and just doesn't look like he's got anything. And he beats the, you know, the offensive lineman on the football team who's, you know, 240 or whatever and looks like, you know, he could knock down a house. Is it about technique? I mean, obviously, look, you're a huge guy, man, and you're talking about the working out and everything they do, but what's the balance between strength and the technique and that sort of thing?
Yeah, it all plays a factor. I mean, it definitely depends on how you're built, for one. I mean, you're not going to get a guy a lot of times that's big and bulky like me that's this endurance monster. But that does happen. I mean, even the guys I started training with whenever my little local, you know, hometown group, it's a very humbling sport. I was probably 325 pounds whenever we all kind of started, and there was like three or four of us at the beginning, and James was like 150, 160 pounds.
James Summerall.
Yeah, and I couldn't beat him, and he couldn't beat me. We just sat there and
it was,
you know,
stalemate.
Yeah, he was definitely more in the sport than I was at that time. So you do learn to like tighten all your tendons and ligaments and stuff, and really cinch down. And you know, he just made himself immobile. So like, he made himself where I was kind of fighting his whole body with my arm. Which is part of the sport.
Yeah.
So I didn't know enough angles or anything at the time to fight him in any direction. So I was just applying sideways pressure against his whole body, and it, you know, and then he couldn't push me sideways because, I mean, my arm was his torso. So
it's all about leverage, right?
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
Yeah. So you got to forgive me, Corey, because I am 100% ignorant to arm wrestling. My knowledge of arm wrestling comes from the movie Over the Top, and it's a work of fiction, but it's a guy wrote a number of years ago called Pullers. I think I still got it on the bookshelf somewhere, but learned a little bit about it in that. But you know, it's typically like the movie, the story something else, and it's just set to a backdrop of arm wrestling. But I mean, I just, you talked a little bit about doing arm wrestling specific training that you'll start pretty soon, getting ready for this event. What does that look like?
So that's a bunch of more like micro movements and like back pressure, hand development, rotation, pronation, and just a lot of really small muscle groups that people don't do anything
like
with.
Like in your hands and
yeah. I mean, you can see, like, make a fist real quick. I mean, look at the hand size.
Yeah.
My hand was not always this big.
Really?
It develops. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, my wrist has grown almost an inch and a half since I've been in the sport.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
And you can...
What does your tattoo say?
May God,
have mercy upon my enemies, because I won't.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I see that strategically placed on the underside of your forearm so your opponent can see it.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though. Our bodies are crazy adaptive. Right,
sure.
I mean, God made us crazy adaptive. That does make sense that it would develop. I mean, you're putting that pressure on it. Your wrist needs to get bigger. Your bones need to develop more.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have thought about that. That's pretty cool.
Is there a time limit on matches, or like how do you determine? Does it get called a tie or a stalemate?
No.
So okay,
like they can. Michael out of Hot Springs, he's notorious for having. He's a defensive arm wrestler, so he's
okay.
He's a guy that's trying to bleed you out of your power and drag you out into deep waters and let you drown. And I mean, those matches can go for minutes.
Like 5 minutes?
Yeah, for sure.
We're talking with Corey West, professional arm wrestler from here in Arkansas, who's telling us about a big event coming up June 6th at the State House Convention Center. East versus West 24, EVW 24. If you want to get tickets, check out EVWSports.com, right? Should be a fun event. Some of the best arm wrestlers in the world. I've noticed that you are throwing out, and I'm incredibly impressed with your pronunciation of all these Eastern European names. Is arm wrestling, is it bigger internationally than it is in the U.S., or is it, you said it's growing a lot, so it's coming on.
Strength sports in general in my lifetime have seemed to have been bigger in other countries, especially, you know, that you hear about Russia and Germany and, you know, all these strength-based places. But it is definitely growing here. And we have had some of the best athletes ever at, you know, even like World's Strongest Man, you know, like Brian Shaw's in our sport now. He's part of arm wrestling.
Yeah. That's what I thought when you walked through the door. I thought of the, I was watching that the other night. It's on kind of late night. I thought of World's Strongest Man competition. Yeah. You look like a guy that would be in the World's Strongest Man competition. Just because the size and the overall,
yeah,
every part of you looks big and strong.
Or Scottish Highland Games.
Where, yeah, you know. So, but it does make sense those guys could cross over.
They're trying.
Trying to.
Yeah. We'll never know.
Never seen me with one either.
Unless they bury me in one.
If you have anything to say about it, you won't.
Not by choice.
Well, it should be a fun event. I'm unfortunately going to be out of town that weekend, but I encourage everybody else to go check it out. Todd, you want to hit a little break here before we talk to Dr. O'Malley? And I want you to stick around. Could play a little birthday trivia with us after the top of the next hour, Corey. And also, might have some questions for Dr. O'Malley about common injuries in the world of professional arm wrestling. You're in the zone. Sans Justin Akery with Trey Reed, Kevin Kelly, and Mark Hedrick. Todd Pierce on the board. Stick around. More zone coming right up.
Floyd Seafood on Keele Avenue in Sherwood has live Louisiana crawfish. Place your orders by 2 p.m. Thursday for weekend boils. Floyd's also has a store full of Cajun goodies. Floyd Seafood in Sherwood, your homesick Cajun headquarters for live crawfish. Order by 2 p.m. Thursday.
Is SportsCenter.
Sophomore pitcher Peyton Burnham tossed a complete game shutout Wednesday as number 5 Arkansas blanked Mississippi State 3-0 at the SEC softball tournament. Burnham earned her 12th win of the year by allowing just 3 hits with a walk and 2 strikeouts. It's the first time Arkansas won its opening game in the tournament in consecutive years since 1999 and 2000. Arkansas will face Alabama in the second of 4 quarterfinals today, a game Coach Courtney Dyfel says will be a challenge.
They're playing really well right now. They're firing on all cylinders, and I think we are too. So I think it's going to be a great game, as expected in the SEC tournament.
Catch the game on the SEC Network this afternoon. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Get your tickets now for the 22nd annual Double B's Buzzbecue coming May 9th to the downtown Riverside RV Park in North Little Rock. Go to buzzbecue.com for more.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino, where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Justin Akery. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Brewski's is serving it up early with lunch and happy hour, kicking off at 11 every single day. Catch every pitch, every hit with your home for college baseball all season long with wall-to-wall TVs and game sound on. And don't forget, it's crawfish season at Brewski's North every Thursday at 6 p.m. for hot, fresh crawfish with all the fixings served till it's gone. Brewski's Pub and Grub, your home for lunch, happy hour, and late night.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern born and raised and Arkansas based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
It's Justin Acri here to tell you about my friends at UAMS. And if shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, it's time to go see the experts at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. There is no reason to live in pain. Whether it's some sports injury that happened recently, or you've got arthritis, or a long-term rotator cuff problem, or any other condition causing pain and limiting your movement, shoulder and elbow issues can make the simplest life tasks more difficult. The fellowship-trained physicians at UAMS Health are here to help. Go see Dr. Ryan Hill or Dr. Justin Rabinowitz, providing advanced care for a wide range of shoulder and elbow conditions with treatment plans designed to reduce pain, to improve function, and to help patients like you get back to everyday life. As the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics, UAMS Health brings that same expert care to people across Arkansas every day. You can call them at 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Welcome back to hour number two of The Zone. We're about midway through that second hour. Been having a good time talking with Corey West, a professional puller from right here in Arkansas. Got a big event coming up June 6th at the State House Convention Center. Some of the best arm wrestlers in the world in the East versus West, number 24. If you want to get tickets to that, go to evwsports.com. Go ahead, Corey.
There's also an open tournament the day before.
Oh, so yeah. If anybody out there, like our buddy that called in earlier, wants to get back in the game or try their hand at arm wrestling. I didn't mean to do that. Sorry.
But I'm bum.
Yeah, thanks, Corey.
I believe it's a qualifier also, which means that the winners may end up with some sort of later shot on a main card or a preliminary card.
Awesome. Yeah. Very cool. Well, aspiring pullers out there, you have heard it here first. The day before that EVW 24, you can get in on the action yourself. Hey, let's go to the phone lines and talk to our buddy Dr. O'Malley. Dr. O'Malley, what's going on, my man?
Hey, guys.
You don't have Justin Acri today. Trey Reed and Coach Kevin Kelly here with you, along with Mark Hedrick. We got Corey West, who is a professional arm wrestler. We may get to some questions from Corey because he's been telling us a lot of things that make me believe that could be a high-impact, high-injury sort of sport.
It means some business for you, Doc.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, we have plenty of injuries from arm wrestlers. They come in pretty often.
What are some of those?
Yeah, so I've seen a lot of distal bicep ruptures, right, where your bicep attaches down at your elbow and gets pulled off. The other thing that I've seen in some of our arm wrestlers is actually pec ruptures, and it's actually from weightlifting. And so they actually tear their pec trying to get stronger to be a better arm wrestler.
Hey, Corey's over here laughing like
yeah. Corey's got both of those.
Yeah, he's two for two. He said.
Yeah. And there was one arm wrestler that my partner took care of that asked him when he tore his bicep to, like, try to make the tendon tighter so it's harder for his elbow to go straight.
Yeah.
That it's harder to lose wrestling.
Yeah, I have that.
I remember him doing that surgery.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Frazier, he moved my bicep tendon down about 3/4 of an inch, which he said was probably good for several percentage.
Yeah, it must have been your surgery, because I walked in and he was like, yeah, he asked me to, like, make it tighter so my arm doesn't get straight.
Was it with Dr. Frazier?
Yeah.
Yes, it was
Frazier.
Right.
That was me.
That's right.
No HIPAA violations because Corey brought it up first, right?
Correct. There's no HIPAA if you bring it up, so I can now talk about it. Yeah. I assume it might have been another one, but yeah, I remember walking, talking to him, like, yeah, he asked me specifically to do this. That must have been you.
Yeah, very.
He said he
cool.
had to pretty much stand on the table to drag it all the way down.
That's why I like these guys service us in Sheridan. They're our training team, and that's what I like is they're open. They talk about things you want to. They suggest things that maybe you hadn't heard before, different ideas to help people get back like they want to get back. It's cool.
Yeah, it's almost like Tommy John. Like, I've had a bunch of people compare it to that. You know, now they're so good with that operation that when you come back, you're a better pitcher.
Yeah.
When I came back from this surgery, I didn't lose for 5 years until I was number one in the country and competing for number one in the world.
People are going to be trying to tear their bicep tendon. Go to UAMS.
Got to go to UAMS to get it right.
You'll come back better, yeah.
Hey, speaking of Tommy John surgery, Dr. O'Malley, Carson Wiggins, the Arkansas pitcher recovering from Tommy John surgery, which typically has a 14-month recovery time. Coach Van Horn expressed some frustration at the Swatters Club meeting earlier this week regarding Wiggins' availability. The end of June would mark the end of the typical 14-month time frame for Wiggins. What might you add to that?
Yeah, so at this point, the reason is it's normally not a ligament problem. It's they're working on full mechanics. And so at the end of the recovery for Tommy John, it's not so much the elbow. It's the problem when our pitchers get elbow issues is that their mechanics are they're putting too much stress on their elbow. They're not using their legs enough. Their shoulder's not where it needs to be. So it's actually the other joint that are keeping them from being and pitching at where they need to be. And so that's really probably what they're focusing on is not as much elbow as it is the rest of his mechanics to make sure that he, one, doesn't re-injure it, and two, make him stronger than he was before he injured it.
And speaking of elbows, Dr. O'Malley, Detroit pitcher Tarek Skubal earlier this week going to look like he's going to be out the next couple or 3 months because he has to have some loose bodies removed from his left elbow. That's his throwing elbow. So when we talk about loose bodies, what exactly are we talking about, and why is it a 2 to 3 month time frame for recovery?
Yeah, so a loose body is going to be different than Tommy John surgery. So Tommy John surgery is where you actually tear the ligament in your elbow, and that's going to be, like we talked about, a 12 to 14 month recovery. The loose bodies is where right pitchers use their elbows just way more than you and I use them, and they'll actually break off pieces of cartilage in their elbow. So what those loose bodies are, pieces of cartilage are broken off, and so they're going in to take them out. So the good thing about that is that you're not really fixing a problem that needs to heal. You're just removing those pieces. So the recovery is way faster than the Tommy John surgery where you're reconstructing it. And so 2 to 3 months is him is letting the incision heal, so that's 2 to 3 weeks, and then slowly start throwing on the mound, and that's where it takes him. It could take a couple months before he's back in shape to be pitching in the major leagues.
And then another baseball injury that's cropped up in the last couple of days, Houston shortstop Carlos Correa out for the season with fully torn tendons in his left ankle. Looks like he'll be out 6 to 8 months, if what I've read is correct.
Yeah, so that's an interesting injury. We don't see that as often.
Torn is kind of rare, right?
Correct. It's a tendon. And it might have not been a tendon. It might have been ligaments. And so you never really know with these reports. Is it really a tendon? But if it's that bad to need ankle surgery, to be able to play professional baseball, it's a 6 to 8 month recovery. So I'm not surprised. But it's pretty bad for him to have to go surgery that quickly versus trying to treat it non-operatively and see how he did.
And then, there's a couple more in baseball that we might have time for. I was just looking through some basketball-related stuff noticed Joel Embiid missed last night's game for the 76ers because he missed shoot-around because apparently old Father Time's catching up to him. He's got right hip soreness and a sprained right ankle, so I guess maybe he's using one to overcompensate for the other?
Yeah, I mean, Embiid just can't stay healthy. That guy's always hurt. It's shocking that he's still in the league with as often as he's been hurt. But, yeah, it's just one of those, a soreness, and it's just kind of that ankle could cause the hip to flare up. And so just working on all of it so that both of those things resolve to get him back on the court.
And also on a basketball front, I know this is probably more muscular than it is orthopedic, but Luka Doncic was talking about having a little bit of frustration being 5 weeks into an 8-week recovery for a grade 2 hamstring strain. I guess because it's grade 2, that's why they're saying it would take 8 weeks, I'm guessing?
Yeah, so when you start grading them, it's not an exact science. We get MRIs, we look at the MRIs, but like a grade 2 could come back pretty quickly or it could take 8 weeks. And so it's hard to really know, but particularly when you're talking about professional athletes, it's going to take more time with these muscle injuries because they're such an explosive sport that they play that they need to be close to 100%. And so that's why for you or I with a grade two, honestly, within a month, you're probably feeling pretty good. But to be playing professional basketball and as quickly as you need to be able to jump and move, you need to be much more recovered to be back during that, which is where that 8-week recovery comes into play.
Okay, and since we're talking hamstrings, Cincinnati closer Emilio Pagan got carted off the field with a left hamstring injury and I guess went through an MRI yesterday to determine just how severe everything is. What are you looking for in that MRI?
Yeah, so you're looking, one, to see where is it torn. So hamstrings, the ones that need surgery are where the tendon tears off the bone. So it's not super common, particularly in our professional athletes, but that's the first thing you're ruling out of going, do we have a surgical problem? And for most of these, just like Luca, it is a muscle injury. So they tear the muscle. And the good thing about muscle is muscle doesn't need surgery. Muscle will resolve and scar itself back down. It doesn't need surgery. So then the next thing you're looking at, if it's a muscle injury, how bad is it torn? Is it a 1, 2, or a 3? And that's what they're looking at of is it a surgical problem? If it's not, okay, then how bad is the strain of the muscle so they can get an idea of when he's going to come back. And so they can figure out who they're bringing up and for how long and on the injury reserve list.
And if it's not a surgical issue and you can sort of rehab it or whatever, what sort of options are you looking at there?
Yeah, so when it's a muscle injury like that, you are doing a lot of therapy. You're taking anti-inflammatories. We can try things like platelet-rich plasma. There's some injections you can use. If you really look at the data on it, it's kind of hit or miss. In a professional athlete, it's probably not a downside in it. And when you have unlimited resources, you're going to do it. But in terms of like good data to say it's definitely going to get them back out playing sooner, the data's not really there. But they're probably going to do some sort of like stem cell or PRP injection to hopefully get it to heal faster. But those are still kind of the problem is there's a lot more variables that go into how quickly people return. And so it's hard to say that's truly going to get them back faster, but they'll probably do that for them. And then it's just getting stretched out. The problem with these muscle strains is that you get tight. When you get tight, you're going to put more force on that and potentially re-tear it. And as soon as you re-tear it, then you're kind of starting this clock over again. So you really want to make sure that they stay stretched out and also get back into baseball shape so he's back out able to pitch.
Dr. Larry O'Malley, as always, insightful commentary on the world of sports injuries. Thank you for being with us, man. You have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, guys. You have a wonderful day.
That's Dr. Larry O'Malley once again from UAMS. We're going to take a quick break for the bottom of the hour. Speaking of injuries, Kansas City General Manager Brett Veach said in an interview over the weekend that Patrick Mahomes is way ahead of schedule and he wouldn't be surprised if Mahomes wanted to be full go when training camp starts. Question to ponder during the break. Can he be ready? And number two, should he be ready that soon? More Zone coming up right after this break.
Life is real great, feel I'm well on my way to my dreams coming true, and I'm getting to do it with you.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Racing Casino Resort, is now available in Arkansas. FanDuel is giving you better payouts on same-game parlays all NBA playoffs long. With more ways to build and more value every time you play, you can stack your picks your way for every game, every matchup, and every moment. From spreads to player points to threes and more, build it all into one same-game parlay and go for the bigger payouts. So if you're betting same-game parlays this NBA postseason, bet them on FanDuel. More options, better payouts, all NBA playoffs long. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA and Oakland Racing Casino Resort. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get in the conversation with live fan feedback at 1037thebuzz.com, presented on The Zone by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, damage from water, smoke, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. ArkansasRestorationExperts.com. They restore, you recover.
River Valley Tractor is here to help you turn your dream projects into reality. You love your land, and you have plans for it. During Kubota Orange Days, you'll love the great deals on their versatile, reliable lineup. Stop in today for the best deals of the year. Now through June 30th, 0% financing available or save up to $5,500 on select compact tractors. Sale ends soon. Go to RiverValleyTractor.com for more information.
Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russell is your headquarters for pool and spa chemicals. Luxury Pool & Spa is ready to get your pool balanced and swim ready with Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Luxury Pool & Spa is also a proud dealer of Polywood Outdoor Furniture, Climate Tough Materials, Color Stay Technology, and the 20-year warranty. If you're thinking about a hot tub, they have the amazing Caldera hot tubs in stock on their showroom floor. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool & Spa. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to... Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with five available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious... With multiple engine options and impressive towing, while Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability,
nice,
making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Penn Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
Justin Anker for my friends at Cash in downtown Little Rock. Lunch, dinner, special events, they've got you covered across the board. And not a lot of places can say that, but Cash can. And if you are planning a special event for the summer or the fall, now's the time to get on it. And certainly if you've got a holiday party that you want to get on the books, absolutely need to get that done today. 501-850-0265. You're not going to find a better spot for a special event. Upstairs, up to 150 people in that beautiful space, indoor and outdoor, overlooking the River Market, and it comes with free valet parking, whether you're there for a special event or for dinner or for lunch. Cash is here to help. Online at cashlittlerock.com, cache littlerock.com, and I love the fact that they've got lots of different offerings when it comes to lunch. You can get some lighter offerings, salads, wraps, pizzas, and sandwiches, and then at dinner, if you want fine dining, a special place to take your special someone, Cash is the spot. But again, for special events, they've got the smaller room downstairs that holds about 30, up to 150 upstairs. It's a wonderful dining experience waiting for you at Cash in downtown Little Rock.
The Zone. Trey Reed, Coach Kevin Kelly, Mark Hedrick with you, in for Justin Akery, who's hopefully enjoying a fantastic vacation. Todd Pierce on the board. Great stuff from Dr. Larry O'Malley before the break. And Corey, that was incredible that that he's talking about a surgery and you're like, yeah, that was me.
All right, for sure.
Yeah. Well, speaking of injuries, over the weekend, Kansas City Chiefs GM did an interview where he said he thought that Patrick Mahomes might, he said he wouldn't be surprised if Mahomes wanted to be quote unquote full go when training camp starts, and that he is progressing way ahead of schedule. The question is that possible? Can he be ready at the highest level of the sport? And should he be? And I say should he be because I think we are seeing a trend, and Coach, you're a lot closer to the game than I am, but it seems like there's a lot of athletes that are coming back sooner than projected, and it's almost like they want to prove a point, or they want to say, you know, I did this so fast. I mean, I think about like the drawing a blank. Aaron Rodgers with the Achilles rupture.
Yeah.
You know, that was highly documented in that Netflix series about him pushing. And now Aaron Rodgers is kind of the kind of guy that would want to do that, but is that, and I don't know what Patrick Mahomes is, just a competitor and he wants to play, but Coach, what do you, I mean, is it too soon or?
No, gosh, no. And for a lot of reasons. Now, the reason they're pushing may be ego. It may be they're in the last year of a contract. Patrick Mahomes is not. He's in a guaranteed contract. Whether the man plays or not this year, he's making the same amount of money. But most of them, I think, want to come back because they love playing, love being a part of the team, that kind of stuff. But in reality, I want you to think back, and I'm going to bring up another. We've been bringing up nostalgic names. Remember, my favorite Dallas Cowboy ever was Bill Bates. Remember that name?
Yeah.
Strong safety, played at Tennessee, walked on at Tennessee, I think. Anyway, he was an undrafted free agent for the Cowboys. He had a surgery, and it was devastating. I mean, I'm like, he's going to be out 2 years. Back then, you were out 2 years. So go fast forward to 2016. My son, Zach, tore his ACL. It's well documented because of what we did, but he tore his ACL, complete bucket handle tear of the meniscus. So his knee was just apart. And we go, and the doc says, yep, it's, you know, MRI, it's torn. We're going home, and we're both teared up because it's my son. It's a senior. I get to coach him, you know. And he looks at me and goes, Dad, you've never done anything the way everybody else does it. I don't know why we have to be that way on this. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I go home and Google fastest recovery from ACL. I found a soccer player in Italy, the highest level, that came back in 77 days and played a full game at the highest level. Can you imagine how hard is soccer in the torque of the knee?
No.
Anyway, he did it. So I get a few of my doctor friends, and I start calling him. I'm trying to get a connection to his doc. I got connections to doc all over the world, and I start asking the same questions. I'm like, tell me why it takes so long. Well, basically the answers were this, and that is, you know, you have to get a certain amount of blood through the knee in that period of time to completely heal it. But the big thing was this for ACLs. I honestly don't believe there's anything in your body that doesn't heal if you do it right in 8 weeks, okay? Now, but the ACL is not the problem. It's the muscles you can't use while the ACL is healing. They atrophy, and they won't let you play until the muscles can service that joint, or you're going to re-tear it, right?
Right.
So in mine, I'm like, well, I know this. I had a kid that tore his ACL. He could run a straight line. Doc said he could run a straight line. The kid played, and then we could only run him on go routes, right? And it's like, well, okay, so that doesn't affect the ACL. So I go to squat. Does squatting affect the ACL? All the doctors were like, no, it doesn't. I found a doc in Houston that was bringing back people in 4 months from ACL to competitive sports because kids want to come back. People want to come back. And so I asked the same question. He goes, well, the thing is, you can't build the muscle. You can't start building the muscle until it's accepted 29 days is the earliest after surgery. The doctor in Houston had moved his back to 10 days. We've done that since Bill Bates started building the muscle back. That's how you can come back sooner. Well, I'm like, if we just do things that build the muscle back that are linear and don't put any stress on the ACL, Doc, could I do that? And we did, and my son came back and played his first game 57 days.
That's unbelievable.
And
now,
and people are like, well, that's crazy. It's crazy. It was risk-reward. Was there a higher risk? Probably so. But he played the entire year, had 20 touchdowns, 1,200 yards receiving, so he played. He was good. And then since then, in the state, they the news stories found out because it was kind of high profile. And since then, I've had 4 other kids from this state that got injured their senior year that were not my kids, that their parents came to visit me. And I documented everything we did that did it and would not have come back and play basketball or football their senior year, whatever their sport was, that were able to as a result of it. Thus far, none of them have any problems. I've got a kid right now that we're doing some of that with because he's got 4 months. My kid had 2 months in 1 day. And this kid's got 4 that we're looking at doing that with. And obviously 4 months is a lot longer than 2. That's actually acceptable by some doctors. So the point being, he injured his and he's got, Mahomes has
in December.
8 months before the beginning of training camp, let alone the season. Now he's got 9.5, 10 months for the season. Mahomes can come back if he's doing it right and started not letting his muscles in his leg
working those muscles
atrophy.
Like you said.
Yeah, if he started working them earlier in a linear fashion, then he can come back and he's going to be fine. He could have came back in 5 months.
And it's not like they're going to pound him in training camp either, right?
Yeah. It's like setting $40 million worth of gold bars there and saying, don't touch it. They're not touching him.
Right.
Because he's
right.
A gold bar.
Corey, how long did it take you to come back from the biceps tendon surgery?
I think it was about 4 or 4.5 months. We did it a little bit different. We had a little bit of a scary deal. I had a really good friend that... a really good friend that also got injured at the same event. He had already had the bicep surgery. And whenever they did his repair, they fastened his tendon through his bone with hardware. Well, he was the number one guy in the country back then, and he was really strong, and he broke that bone applying so much force through that spot that had the integrity, you know, kind of in question because they drilled through it. So we took his x-rays. I gave them to Dr. Frazier. I told him I did not want this to happen. You know, I was like, what do we need to do? He's like, it's going to take a little longer to recover, but we can just make a divot in your bone, suture it in with no hardware, but you're going to have to wait, you know, extra time for the bone to recalcify over the tendon before it'll be really secure. So that's what we opted to do. Worked out great.
It sounds like there's a lot of trade-off there, like the degree of the surgery and then
the recovery time.
And the recovery time, right, and that all fits together.
Yeah, I did have a really good friend, too, that owned a stem cell research facility, and we were doing some stuff with, like, cyanicides and peptides and things, even on the outside, I mean, which I have a tattoo over it now, but, like, he had me rubbing these cyanicides over in, like, a paste. I mean, you could barely see this scar before I tattooed over it.
Yeah, we did the cases I mentioned with my son and the other ones all did stem cells.
Yeah.
Which I think I did a ton of research on it. And then I had one of my good doctor friends that's an orthopedic surgeon right now do that. And you know what was funny? Because Kevin, I had no idea what stem cell, you know, how effective they could be. Because I just know about my line of work. I don't necessarily know about all that. He went instead, it came back, and they started doing stem cells as a result back in 2017. That stuff all aids. It's helpful. And the beautiful thing about it is the peptides are not from your body, but the stem cells they take from your own body. So you're not getting anything from an outside source and put them back in where they need to be. And, I mean, it's phenomenal. But I love the creativity. You said, hey, Doc, I want this done different. And they're like, let's take a look and see if we can come up with a better way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. A lot of times we go into, and we should trust medical professionals, but it's the point there is that you'd seen somebody that it didn't work out for, and so you're like, let's try something different. And he was willing to do that.
And these are extreme abusive cases. Like, we're really, I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. Right.
We're trying to destroy ourselves. I mean,
right.
For the lack of a better term.
Well,
through having fun and being competitive.
But I think when you give some of these guys, and you're right, we do trust them. They're intelligent guys. But when you do present them with an opportunity to try something different, a lot of them like it. They're like, let's see. He's giving me permission.
All right. Good stuff. We extended Dr. O'Malley's UAMS injury segment very well there. Well done, guys. Well done. We're going to take a top of the hour break. When we come back, hour number three of the zone, we got the entertainment report, some birthday trivia. Always one of my favorites, even though this is the worst birthday day ever. Hour three of the zone, right after this.
Hey everybody, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Spend $1,499 or more this Mother's Day, and you're going to get a pair of half-carat, three-stone diamond earrings absolutely free. Five locations or online at rijewelers.com. Free financing. Love you, Mom.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening for just $99.